Good afternoon, Port Harcourt, and welcome to the Sunny Side on your radio. This is your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the 4th of July. If we were in the US, perhaps that would mean something significant. But we are here. It's just another regular day, and I hope that we get to make the most out of it. It's the first work Monday in the month, in the new month, and I'm hoping we make it as fun as possible. It's 12:27 p.m. I am Gabriella. I'll be your host on the Sunny Side today, as always. On this hour, we're going to talk about what I like to call religious fraud. Over the weekend, there was a story that, you know, made it to the fore on socials. A group of pastors, so-called pastors, were arrested by the police authorities for allegedly kidnapping about 77 of members of their church, I guess, under the pretense of some religious activity. We'll get into that story, the detail of that story on this hour. And the big question I'm asking is, should there be some kind of restriction on religious liberties based on this premise? I'll give you a couple of examples, you know, recent happenings in this regard, and why this is a viable question today. Well, let's set the ball rolling talking about religious fraud. Once again, you're welcome to the show.
Ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Remember, we're streaming live on all our social media platforms. On Facebook, we are at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH. We're streaming all our conversations. So if perhaps you miss our conversations, you want to go back to listen again, you can always do that on socials. That is why you should follow us on there. So click the follow button on Facebook, at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On Twitter, it's at Nigeria Info PH. Let's talk about religious fraud, as I like to put it, for this conversation. Over the weekend, we did hear that no fewer than 77 persons had been rescued from an underground church in some town in Ondo State, and the state police command of the of Ondo actually pulled this amazing feat off. And according to the report, the victims comprised of 54 adults and 23 children. It was alleged that these people were hypnotized, abducted, and kept in that underground cell in, you know, on the ground where the church obviously, you know, holds its services or whatever they hold on there. And according to reports, the assistant pastor had claimed that rapture was going to take place in September. And therefore, he encouraged the members, his church members, to stay behind in the church. Now, while the police command was parading some of these suspects at the command headquarters in Akure, the state's police public relations officer, Fumilayo Odunlami, said that the victims were camped in that church with the instruction that none of them must go out and they should expect the second coming of Jesus Christ at any moment. The things I hear, I mean, I could go on and on and on, but it's quite lengthy. You might want to go look up that story yourself. But, I mean, when I actually read this, I began to wonder, I don't know, do we blame illiteracy? Do we blame poverty? What do we really blame for the level, the deep level of gullibility that Nigerians portray? I really am at a loss for words right now. I don't know. I mean, when I read a story, it did not sit well with me. I found it quite disturbing how people, I mean, when you want to think about the children, that could be permissible. They're kids. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know any better. But when you see adults, full grown adults, adult men, adult women, who hear these things, who hear these teachings, and, you know, as it's alleged, were hypnotized by, you know, to whatever degree, and decide to just live their lives and walk into captivity. It really is disturbing. It really is disturbing. Now, there was a 400-level a medical student who was also one of these abducted people. And she said she left her parents, you know, because their preaching was wrong. And you find that there are so many people who were also in the mix, who were graduates, who were practitioners, who were professionals in their fields. But because my pastor said, they left all and they moved into this underground church waiting for the rapture. Does this sound familiar? Not too long ago, there was a church as well in one of the western states that also, well, that was nipped in the bud real early. Remember the story of the pastor who was charging 120,000 naira for those who want to, you know, go to heaven? You remember that? You know, and it would shock you. Lots of people paid. It's not a case of, oh, this man is just hilarious or this man is silly. A lot of Nigerians paid. People were borrowing. People were selling off their property. The only things that they owned, and were paying because they wanted to go to heaven. They didn't want to miss that trip. They didn't want to miss that flight to heaven. Now, this is not peculiar to just any religion. I'm looking at this at a broader level. We hear of things like this. We hear people do the most insane things because my pastor said, my papa said, my father in the Lord said, my this said. And sometimes you want to wonder if you share the same, you know, mind function, brain function as these people. You might want to look at it and say, oh, it's not their fault. It's poverty. It's hardship. It's illiteracy. You could call it anything, but we're faced with a problem. And that is what I like to call it financial fraud. I beg your pardon, a religious fraud, because people are actually taking advantage of the gullibility of people when it comes to religion. So the big question I'm asking on this is, I don't know, should there be some level of restriction on religious liberties, seeing that there are people who are taking advantage of it? This is not to discount the efficacy of, you know, religious activities, spiritual activities, spiritual instructions. I mean, there is a place for that. People who are genuinely spiritual leaders will give such genuine spiritual instructions and people do obey. You know, let's not even delve into that. But I'm speaking about the extremity of cases like this. When you see your father in the Lord, your papa said, leave your home, come and stay inside the bush, because from that bush, that's where Jesus is going to come and catch you. And once he sees you there waiting in service and in patience and suffering, his angels will envelop you and you will be taken up to heaven and you will leave this wicked world. The most insane things, the most insane things. So I don't know what form it's going to take. I'm not sure how it's gonna apply, if it's gonna even help. But I'm just thinking, should there be some kind of restriction on certain religious liberties that we enjoy in Nigeria? And in your opinion, yeah, what would you say is responsible for this mental hold that religion has on people? The phone lines are open. Let's do what we do best. Let's talk. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Hello, good afternoon. You're welcome to the show.
People are so confused about the teachings of God. Are you with me?
I can hear you clearly. You jumped right into it, so go ahead.
Okay, fine.
Hello? Oh dear, I lost that call. Please do all to call back. Once again, the numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0003-0007 or 0009. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Good day.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to call back when you're ready, I guess. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
It narrows down to poverty and illiteracy. Nothing more, nothing less. By the grace of God, you and I can never find ourselves in that kind of place. Why? We are educated people. We are reasoning. On the other hand, oh God help us, and we are working and we have a kind of cash or money to take care of our certain bills. We are satisfied. So what are we going to do there? What kind of teaching will narrow me and you to such humiliation, shame, and disgrace? Even the ones who thought they are even graduate in that mist, what took them there is poverty. Somebody once called that the reason he went to a particular church was because there were big men in that church that normally give contracts to their church members. That was why he went there. So you see, the reason people go get themselves entangled with such issues is poverty and illiteracy. And it's a clarion call for the government to rise up to the occasion. We have the arm of the agency of the government enacted by Act of the Parliament that is called NOA. Who ought to be up and doing, especially at a time like this, where a lot of the proliferation of information, unfounded reports, and so on, what is this organization doing? And it's also the government to earmark at least at 6 billion naira annually for sensitization for religious activities in the country. Where NOA can have the different jingles and different languages, pictorial emotion pictures and still pictures on billboards, even in our local dialect, telling people on certain things, like the day we recorded the case in Oji, I guess also on the state, where they needed 120,000 for flight to heaven. What did NOA say after that day? What was the position of the government? Until we get to that point of taking responsibility, until we get to that point to understand that as a nation, we build a nation. Nations don't grow. They are not planned. They grow. So we ought to be conscious of ourselves by informing our people, the do's and the don'ts. That is the only way such organizations or such group of people can run out of business. Mr. Zion.
Thank you very much for your thoughts, Mrs. Zion. Nathaniel is calling from Bonny Island. Good afternoon, Nathaniel.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
I have some people who said it's poverty. I think I did say that it's not poverty.
What is
if
it then?
If you get to those churches, you see that there are very super people who are there. So most of the people who go there don't go there just because they want to earn a living or they think someone maybe big man there and get them connection for contact or two. No, it's not like that. Some go there because some of these pastors tell them that if you come there, some of the spiritual problems you have at home, in the village, your workplace, your contract areas, they will help you solve some of those problems. So most of these pastors indoctrinate people, they confuse them, they teach them what is not even obtainable. And they go there just because they want to get certified spiritually, in order to get themselves enhanced in economic aspect of life. So, for me, I think it's poverty. It's not even ignorance, because most of the people who go there, they know what they go there for. So, none of the pastors that teach them that you just have to do what is right to become somebody that is obtainable in the eyes of God. And nobody teach them anything in the future that God will set up a place known as paradise. Nobody teach them anything like that. They teach them financial prosperity. They teach them spiritual fortification. And so once they go there with that mindset. So that is it.
All right. thank you, Nathaniel. I think you raised something quite important. And I always wonder about this as well. You know, people that say, oh, village people are after me. So when you go to such gatherings, sometimes they say, oh, who is, there is one Mr. M in your family. Who is he? Say, ah, it's my uncle. Say, that man is after your life. But bring 3 eggs now. When we break those 3 eggs, he's going to die. You know, and I always wonder, does it mean that these village people or these evil people aren't in other parts of the world? Why is it such an African thing? Because indeed, that is what it is. I have never personally heard, I can't speak for, you know, you or any other person, but I personally haven't heard any white man say, ah, my uncle or my mother's brother or my mother's sister is after my life. I need to go for spiritual clings. I've never really heard that. So you're right. Maybe it's a mental bondage, really, that we suffer. Nkem is calling from Choba. Good afternoon, Nkem. You're welcome. You're welcome. Go ahead.
Poverty may be part of it, but not the only reason. You see, a country where people close down factory and the production sites to open the church, what would you call that? You close down a factory to open a church, and you still go back to that same place to pray for job. Are you not mad? I think madness is part of it. See, nobody is doing anybody. You're a child, you were born, and you were told to go to school. You refused to go to school. Then others went to school. You're making money and you're bad to me. Say somebody from your village is after you. You after yourself. There is nothing like spiritual whatever. If you wake up in the morning and you believe you are a Christian, you have the word of God with you, which is the Holy Bible, which is supposed to serve as your manual. You should open it to read and pray and command those things. You're going there for them to command for you. The Bible needs you, is your manual, your instructors, it is power in your tongue. Is that not so? Did it say there is power in your pastor's tongue?
That's a good question.
A little question, ma'am. It said there is power in your tongue. I think one of the reasons people do that is they want to show up.
I see. Good afternoon, Clement. You're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome, Clement. Go ahead.
Okay, for me, let me, since we are in the era where we are blaming government, even when the rain is falling now, we blame government. So let me also add to that the government are not doing their job. They're not doing their job because, and we say since this democracy that we have found ourselves, that is when the proliferation of churches, that is when you start seeing a building of like two-story building, we have like 6 churches. You see, you are walking on the corridor of a shopping mall or a building. 2 doors facing each other have different churches, banging their speakers, looking for the one that will be louder inside the same building. And we have a government since democracy that don't care about things like this. Who just go about, you know, of course, we all know now. So what do you expect? You know what they said, that if there is no law, there is no ruler, the people have everything in their head to do what they want to do. So that is exactly where we have found ourselves. So this is a license for us as a religious body to do what we want to do, however we want to do it. Because if somebody said something, you will say they are killing Christians. They are doing this and they are doing that. But we have agencies who are saddled with responsibilities to caution citizens. But however, you cannot caution the citizens if the citizens are hungry. I see billboards of these men of God, and I see, this person has been an engineer. This person looks like a doctor. But he's a reverend. Portrayed as a reverend, and you know what they do. So if there were to be jobs, it will not happen. People will be busy. Salons will be busy. Every industry will be. You see, there is a church in UK that they have turned to a club now. I wish all these cathedrals would be turned to schools and factories.
Herman, thank you for your thoughts. Let's move on to other callers. We're pressed for time, but I appreciate your thoughts. And and just to mention, right, I do understand, you know, Clement, and I really understand where you're coming from, but just to make it clear, this is not to discount, like I said earlier, to discount the genuine pastors or religious leaders, regardless of, you know, the religion, be it Christianity or whichever other religion. You know, I mean, there are professionals who genuinely heard that call and they let go of their potentially successful life and decided to follow that, answer that call, and are in ministry today. So again, that's not to discount the place of that. But I mean, when you begin to have and record more cases of a certain thing, it makes it, you know, it almost seems like it's infiltrating that entire sector, in this case, you know, religious bodies and the likes. Chris is calling from Igurita. I do hope you're still there, Chris. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome, Chris. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I thank you for the topic you just brought up. I will attribute the people who engage in this ignorance. Many of the so-called Christians hardly take time to study the Bible to actually understand what God says. The Bible is the book that guides the Christian lifestyle and everything about how the Christian should live and what they do, the expectations, dreams, visions, and God's plan for mankind. But unfortunately, many so-called Christians fail to study the Bible. I'll give you an instance. Some time ago, I had no job. I have a family. I have a wife and children. And then I visited a sister in somewhere in nowhere. She told me that her pastor was coming. They were having a program. I'm a Christian. We're open to attend Christian programs. I attended. The pastor was gave a very good and sound sermon. After that, from his pocket, he brought pieces of 20 naira, anointed the 20 naira, and then I asked the congregation to come and pick the 20 naira with 1,000 naira, then go home, have 3 nights of midnight prayer, and then after that, take it and go to the street and see a beggar, not just an ordinary beggar, a beggar that is crippled or blind or deaf and dumb. And then give the money to the beggar. I step aside and say, I've given you my poverty, I've given you my challenges, I've given you my limitations. I can't find a place for that in the scripture. Jesus taught us to have compassion for people who have challenges and all that. My sister persuaded me to go and take that money and do that. I said, no, I don't have a job, but I know this is not scriptural. And I didn't do it. And at a point in time, God visited me and gave me a job. So the challenge is, many so-called Christians, they don't study. They don't know what is written. So they depend on their so-called overseer, Father in the Lord, GS and all that, bishop, presiding bishop. So whatever they tell them, they are done. And all through the week, they can't even open their Bible. So that is why many people are culpable and people are falling victim. And until Christians take time to study the Word and say what is written, many will still fall victim. It's not a result of a lack of education or poverty. I had no job when I refused. And like you mentioned, there are some people who are graduates, who are also part of the people that are confined waiting for the coming of Jesus. Why is he written? But they have not found out from the scripture. And as long as they don't find out, people will continue to be victims.
All right, Chris, thank you so much for your thoughts. And you make a lot of sense. You know, it's like saying I am a chemistry student, or I am studying architecture in the university, and I do not read nor attend lectures. How exactly can I become an expert in that field? It's practically impossible. So that makes a lot of sense, you know. Let's get to WhatsApp. We're pressed for time. We have about 8 minutes or so, or maybe even less for the rest of the conversation, I guess. Yeah, just about 8 minutes, thankfully. All right, let's get on WhatsApp. Tons of messages waiting on here. Spiritual matters are spiritually designed. Ignorance is curable, but stupidity is forever. Read the Bible and know God for yourself, Ezekiel Isaiah says. And he says today's his birthday. I wish you happy birthday, Ezekiel. Do you have a great year ahead of you. And this year says, I will not be surprised if there are even professors amongst them. This is an example of what is wrong with the Nigerian society. In case you've been wondering how people get brainwashed, this is an example here as well. Thank you very much for your thoughts. Lloyd from Ajib says, hello, good afternoon. All these happenings are signs of the end time, according to the scriptures, that false prophets will do all manner of things in the name of God, but the Bible should be our best guide. Esther Etem says, some so-called Christians would be the ones to pack their daughters. Oh, that's not for this conversation, I assume. Religion thrives on two things, fear and guilt. No matter their level of education or wealth, if a person feels enough fear or guilt, they can be manipulated to do anything, no matter how ridiculous or criminal. And this is why I'm very against a deeply religious person being elected into a political position. I've had the dubious fortune of knowing some of them, and I can tell you they have no respect for the law, other people, common sense, or decency. Esther Etim, thank you for your thoughts. And this is from Williams from Acheh. He says, good day, my sister in the studio. I am not surprised about the whole thing. This is one of the signs of the end coming of Christ. It was written in the Bible, men shall say that Christ is here, I am the Christ, but the Bible says do not listen to it. Okay, well, this here says, good day, presenter. I agree with Mr. Zion that it is ignorance and poverty that makes people believe so much in their leaders instead of what the Bible really says. Have you seen a working class man or woman go for morning prayers and stay in church all day when he's supposed to go to work? It does not happen. Susan, send that in. Thank you so much, Susan. And this here says, greetings, Gabriella. The native doctors have left the bushes to the city using small spiritual churches as camouflage in the name of they can see what's happening in your family. Sent from Port Harcourt. Again, let me reinstate, yeah? Before we get back to the phone lines. Every form of religion is entitled to whatever it wants to believe in. I'm saying that in response to your message, sense. The fact that, yes, native doctors have their place. I believe even there are still arguments that traditional worship is still a thing. It's some people's religion. They still prescribe to that mode of religion and worship, you know. So we're not discounting anybody's kind of preference when it comes to religion. But when you begin to see that people take advantage of other people under the guise of religion, that's really where we're focused on in terms of this conversation. And that's really, really why I was asking the question, should there be some kind of restriction? Because we all have identified the problem. We know that, yes, there is a problem. People are gullible. Once you come, you wear a robe or you wear whatever religious, you know, attire, and you say, I've seen into your family, there are three people now who want your life. You come and bring 20,000 naira or fast for 20 days and go and kill three blue chicken and get a black snake, whatever, you know, and people would literally run to do that. Why? Because you came under the guise of a spiritual religious authority. And that's because people are gullible. So seeing that people have become so gullible to anything that looks like, that smells like, that talks like a spiritual head, should there be some kind of restriction as to the liberties people have when it comes to whatever form of religious practice, so as to maybe sanitize the system? I really don't know. Pedro is calling from Mumudumaya. I do hope you're still there, Pedro. Good afternoon. Lost Pedro's call. Please don't want to call back. Hello, good afternoon. Oh, lost that as well. Hello. Lost that as well. Please do all to call back. I do have time for one last caller. Let's see what's going on WhatsApp. Good afternoon, Nigeria Info. It's shocking how religion has destroyed our society. It has always been religion over rationality. When you have poverty, illiteracy, etc., bedeviling a nation, rationality is threatened. And when it's threatened, on thy nation goes. I believe my biggest hindrance in life is no one but me. Demonic operations are real and true, but to those who believe in them, positive confessions and hard work is all that is needed going forward. All right, let's see. Princess, good afternoon, Gabriella. A nice work. Did I just hear you say village people are after me? Please bring two eggs for what's boiling or sacrifice? It is my imagination and estimation that most of the churches have been sponsored by village people in Nigeria. To disturb the work of the Almighty God. Prince, thank you for your thoughts. I've got Pedro back on the line. Good afternoon, Pedro. You're welcome back.
Yes, I was saying something there.
Yes, please, go ahead. You're my final caller.
Yes, I had issues sometimes at work, and you know how some big sisters can be over the leaders. And if you don't listen, they can be stubborn and the black sheep of the family. I went to my sister to one of these billboard pastors who crowned a short bishop. And at the end of the Thursday program, I was wondering why people who come to church.
Sadly, Pedro, we're running out of time, so you might want to speed up your story.
Okay. Finally, they were saying I should bring 120,000 to get materials for my work. I asked, what work? Are you a carpenter? What work? What are you doing to work for me? He said they will buy materials to do some spiritual prayers, and at the end of the day, they will instruct me go to my village, go to a river. And I was like, I can't see. Are you a meeting doctor? And that was the end
all right.
of me being a nice guy to my sister. Thank you.
Now, wow. That's all I can say. We'll take a final comment on WhatsApp and we'll wrap the conversation up. This just says, good afternoon, Gabby. I really don't understand the teachings of some people nowadays. General Round Face from Makini, thank you very much for your thoughts. And Tony will be a final comment. He says, I totally disagree with your caller that it has anything to do with poverty. For me, it has to do with an incredibly low IQ and lack of any form of sound reasoning. This also is how many Ponzi schemes keep springing up in Nigeria at a fast pace than imaginable. But unlike the Ponzi scheme, the only difference now is people repeatedly do these secretly and repeatedly get busted. Secretly. Okay. All right. We're going to wrap it up now at this time. Now, I'm just going to wrap up with this. I'm going to wrap up with this. I kind of think that, and it's fact, really, a person is formed, how do I put it? A person is literally made up of what their environment is like. So you are a product of your environment, basically. The reason why I do not speak like a Japanese right now is because I have never been to Japan. I have never lived with Japanese people, rather. I have never been to Japanese school. I've never, you know, I don't know what it's like. I don't have a Japanese friend. So I don't know what it's like to talk, sound, and act like a Japanese. And I think that really is the crux of the matter. We have been confined and we have conditioned ourselves to a certain kind of living that has made us, you know, mental slaves to religion. We've got to find what that is and we have to break it. Simple as ABC. I am Gabriella.